My name is Crane Blanchard. I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to read excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it's time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is Chapter 1, Developing a Skill, Part 3. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to receive with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For the body exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that it now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, specifically of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise your youth, but thou be an example to believers in word and in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading and exhortation into doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands by the presbyter. Meditate upon these things, give them thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continuing in them. For in doing that this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Paul wrote to Timothy because the elders thought that Timothy was too young to be bishop over Ephesus. Paul told him to teach what he had learned to others who were faithful to teach others. It was hard for Timothy because he was in charge, but Paul said to endure like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier on active duty entangles himself in daily life, but learns his skill to please his superiors because they have chosen him to be a soldier. The soldier must strive lawfully to receive a crown. There are no shortcuts. He who labors in the vineyard must receive part of the first fruits. Consider what I have to say, that God will give you understanding. Remember that Jesus was raised from the dead according to the gospel. Even though we suffer evil, the gospel doesn't. For this reason, Jesus said that he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. This is a true saying, that we are dead in Christ, that we may be alive in him. If we endure, we will reign with Jesus. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we believe not, he is faithful and cannot deny himself. Bring all things to remembrance, that we strive lawfully, not in word only, which is of no use and brings people to ruin. Study to show thyself approved unto God. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You have just heard part 3 of chapter 1, Developing a Skill. Please stay tuned for the next part of Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. This is Crane Blanchard at joseph1637.com, praying that you will have a blessed day.